to be a celebration, a form of happiness. However, when we look at the mizaj and the temperament of Islam and what our deen and sharia teaches us, that the sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "Ausini ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, give me advice." This is not an elderly person, this is a young man that's asking for advice. And what is the advice Rasulullah gives him? He says, "Udh nafsaka min ahlil qubur." Count yourself amongst the dead as if you are already in the qabr. For us, New Year is not a celebration. New Year is not an acknowledgement of some new chance or some new opportunity. New Year is a wake-up call. And interestingly, this year, one hand we have Muharram, the other hand we have the returning of the Hujjaj. And what is Hajj? Hajj is that fifth pillar of Islam that in the books of fiqh, when ulama write about it, they say Ar-Rikhlatu ilallah. Ar-Rikhlatu ilallah. It is a stark reminder and wake-up call for every one of us, whether we've been for Hajj or not. What it is, a reminder for us that every one of us is on a journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Haji goes to Kaabatullah. The actual meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the day when we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Haji divests himself of the clothes of dunya, puts on the ihram. What's the ihram? Ihram is actually the two cloths of his kafan. The two rakat sunnatul ihram that is read is a stark reminder of what? It's a stark reminder of the janazah salah that's going to be performed over you and I. The gathering on the plains of Arafah is what? It's a reminder of the day when the whole of humanity will gather on the plains of Hashar. That itself is a separate topic. The point I want to discuss in the few minutes that we have is when Allah Ta'ala, on the one hand, returning Hujjaj, what are we required to do? Like the poet says, Allah, Kulli Zuwari Daril Habib, Hani An Lakum Fil Jinanil Khuludi, Afidhu Alina Min Al Ma'i Faydha, Fanahna Utashun Wantum Urudu. Listen, say to the one that has visited Darul Habib, the home of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Hani An Lakum Mubarak to you. Hani an lakum mubarak to you of what? Bil jinanil khuludi. Allah has promised you jannat forever and ever if the hajj that you performed was hajj mabrur. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man hajja lillah, al hajjul mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mabrur maqbul hajj. We have this husn zan. We have this good thought and expectation that inshallah the Haji's Hajj was accepted. And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Hajj mabrur, accepted Hajj, laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah. There's no easy way to translate this correctly. What's the easiest way? Jannati, 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 guarantee of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So mubarak to you. Allah has promised you a jannat forever and ever. And now that you are returning, Afidhu alayna min al-ma'i faydha. Sprinkle some of the water that you have drunk to your full with. We are thirsty. You have drunk to your full. Sprinkle some of that water on us. What water? The water of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ta'alluq and the relationship that you have developed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does this translate to in the light of the introduction that I gave? Love for Allah, ta'alluq with Allah. What does love and ta'alluq demand? Love and ta'alluq demands the desire to meet Allah. The desire to meet Allah. And when you and I are only, you and I are only going to desire to meet Allah if we are prepared for that. So this is the question. Muharram, New Year, it's not an extension. It's a reminder that the time that we are going to meet Allah has come closer. Haji, put the ihram, he put the kafan on. Reminder of what? The time that we are going to meet Allah. All these reminders are there for what? Istidad, preparation, preparation, preparation. Make ourselves worthy of meeting Allah. In the light of that, in these few minutes, I'm going to mention one verse of the Quran. Ajeeb verse. Allah Ta'ala, when He refers to Hajj, what does Allah say? الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج فمن فرض فيهن الحج. The one who tied the ihram for Hajj. Three prohibitions Allah gives us. Those who understand Arabic, technically what it should have been, فلا يرفث وَلَا يَفْسُقْ وَلَا يُجَادِلْ فِي الْحَجِ. Allah doesn't say that. What does Allah say? فَلَا رَفَثْ وَلَا فُسُوقْ وَلَا جِدَالْ فِي الْحَجِ. Three things are highlighted for the Haji, and not just the Haji. Every reciter of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Haji tied the ihram, he's going to meet Allah. Allah says, don't do three things. Not only in Hajj, but Hajj is the training. You are the representative of the rest of the Ummah, you are the reminder that before you meet Allah, prepare yourself in such a way that you have divested yourself from these three things. La rafath, wa la fusuq, وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. First prohibition, not only for ihram, till the day we meet Allah. First prohibition. It's a new year. Other psychologies, they make new year resolutions. Make this resolution. Take the sabak of Hajj. Make the resolution. La rafath. I am going to tie the ihram on this tongue. La rafath. Technically, rafath translates what? Indecent speech. Speech with sexual undertones. Fuhash. Swearing. Speech that hurts the feelings of others. This is such an important thing. Wallah, even with my limited knowledge, if I have to concentrate on this, the time will expire. But this is not actually my topic. Very, very briefly. If we had to turn the clock front, let us imagine our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive amongst us here in South Africa now. And this question is put to our noble Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in South Africa. 1 million, 1.2 million, whatever the census is. There are so many Muslims. Who is the best Muslim? Ayyul Muslim Afdal. Ayyul Islami Afdal. Who is the best amongst us? Tahajjud Guzar, Rozedar, the man who's always in the masjid, the man who got a black mark on his forehead, is he the best Muslim? What is the answer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us? He said, Man salimal muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. He said, the best, the pinnacle, the height, the most perfect Muslim amongst you, what you and I are supposed to be striving for, is that person who, when he opens his mouth, is not making ghibat about somebody, he's not swearing somebody, he's not hurting the feelings of someone, he's not attacking the dignity and honor of someone, he's not spreading malicious rumors about someone, he's not in any way inflicting any hurt or pain. When he opens his mouth, thorns don't come out, roses come out. And when he raises his hand, he is not a threat to anyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the best Muslim amongst you. You want to take it even more simpler? Umar radiallahu anhu is that person. Lokana badi nabiyun lakana Umar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if there had to be a nabi after me, it would have been Umar. He puts it beautifully. He says, Ya ayyuhannas, la taghurrannakum tantanatur rajuli billayli fi salatihi. He says, if you see a man in tahajjud, the night has dropped its curtain, it's pitch black, he doesn't even know anybody is looking. He's in the mihrab of the masjid, total solitude, khalis, making ibadat to Allah. without any riya, without showing off, in the dead of night, alone in solitude, you happen to see him. He's not crying. He's not sobbing. He's wailing. Tantanatur Rajul. Sobbing, wailing and crying before Allah in the dead of night. Omar says, don't make the decision seeing this, that this man is a pious man. Innamar Rajulur Rajul. He says, true piety, true taqwa, true connection with Allah. Man salimal muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi, is that person from whose tongue and hands others are safe. Waman addal amanata idha tumin, and when he gives amanat, when he gives a promise, there is weight to his zaban. Omar says, that is true taqwa, that is true piety. La rafath, this ihram till mort, guard the tongue. La fusuq, before hajj you were involved in riba, make tawbah. Before hajj your dealings were dishonest, make tawbah. Azan used to fall on deaf ears, make tawbah. Change your life, major sins, major guna, whatever it is you are involved in, make tawbah. Second prohibition. And third, like I said, constraints of time, but very, very relevant and pertinent to our current acidic situation that we find ourselves in. Today, there was a time when you say one man is this so and so, his brother or so and so, what would it mean? Ye dono bhai hai. Ek maa ke chhati se doodh piya. Khelte khelte hue bachpan guzari. They drank the milk of the breast from the same woman. They grew up in the same house. They used to play with one another. What would that mean? He is so and so, he is a brother of so and so. Normally what it would have meant, that there would be muhabbat, that there would be jor, that there would be unity. Today, unfortunately, that no more exists. Brother is not talking to brother, cousin is not talking to cousin, families have broken down. We have become a disunited, disjointed ummah. Firaq, arguments, disputes, sometimes in the name of deen, sometimes in the name of dunya, have become, instead of the exception, it has become the norm to such an extent that hatred for one another, like someone, like in Qurbani time, one or two people beforehand, to get the true mizaj of Qurbani, they would buy a little baby lamb and they would nurture it till the time of Qurbani so that the true spirit of Qurbani could be found. Like how a little animal is nurtured lovingly, today hatred and animosity is nurtured in our hearts. We don't even think there's a problem with it. And yet, this is such a dangerous thing for the ummah. This is that guna and that sin. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this guna of disunity, tor, the azab won't only come in akhirat, it will come in the dunya also. This ummah's power, this ummah's dignity will be destroyed. Today, look at the global scale. Our brothers and sisters are being slaughtered mercilessly. Rivers are flowing with their blood. Little babies are crying out. What is the underlying cause? Why is there no death defense? Why is there no protection? Lack of money? Lack of resources? Lack of governments? Lack of numbers? No! We have become a disunited ummah. And because of that disunity, we are seeing the effects of this guna and this sin on a global scale. I am not saying it. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what a lesson our noble master gave us. Very, very briefly, among Sahaba, there were those Sahaba. One was considered to be equal to 1,000. One was considered to be equal to 1,000. Example, Miqdad bin Aswad, Ubadah bin Samit, Zubair bin Awam, Ali bin Abi Talib, Maslaba bin Mukhallad, Amr bin Tamimi, Rafi'a bin Umayra At-Tai, Muhammad bin Maslama, Fadl bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Umar, radiyallahu anhu majma'in. Historically, the Sahaba, each one was considered equal to 1,000. In the conquest of Egypt, Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala was the Amir of the army. He sends an epistle to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. Umar was the Khalifa at that time. We need reinforcements. We are only 4,000. The enemy are too many. Umar responds. He says, "Inni amdattuka bi arba'ati alafi rajul wa ala ra'si kulli alfin minhum rajulun yu'addu bi alf." Umar says, "I am sending reinforcements. You are 4,000. I am sending another 4,000. And with them I'm sending four more people. Each one of them is equivalent to 1,000. Who was he referring to? Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Miqdad bin Aswad, Kharija bin Huzafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sufyan bin Uyayna, Miqdad bin Aswad, Kharija bin Huzafa, Maslama bin Mukhallad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and one more sahabi. Umar said, each one of these is equal to 1,000. So four. Army of 4,000. You have 4,000. Put it together, 12,000. And then what did my Nabi say? Lay yughlab ithna ashara alf min qilla. No Muslim army of 12,000 will be defeated because of shortage of numbers. Sahaba used to consider these Sahabis one equivalent to 1,000. What is the harm of Tor? What is the harm of disunity? My master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he addresses Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says, "Idha iftaraqa an-nas, O Muhammad," that Sahabi, one equal to 1,000. He said, "O Muhammad, idha iftaraqa an-nas," when my ummah fractures, when my ummah becomes disunited, when my ummah, there is tor, then faksir sayfak, break your sword, ilzam baytak, sit in your house, and kun ka khayri ibni Adam, and adopt the attitude of the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. In other words, this guna, jidal, friction, fighting, not letting it go, carrying the burden of hatred, not forgiving, this guna caused swords that were equal to 1,000 to be broken. And what was the example my Nabi said? He said to Muhammad bin Aslama, Maslama, become like the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. Why? Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِيُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the incidents of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam mentioned in the Quran is ibrat, is lessons. These are not stories. These are not fairy tales. We are told, not the Tabligh Jamaat. This should be every one of us. Read ta'aleem in your home. Qala Allah, qala Rasul. Make the fazail of ta'aleem. Read the seerah of my Nabi with your families. Take the sabak. Today, where are the youth? Internet, this story, that fairy tale, running around with the mobile. Take, these are not asatirul awwaleen, these are not fairy tales. These are realities that Allah says in these incidents is ibrat. In great detail, Allah describes one dispute in the Quran. Which dispute was this? This is the first sin of humanity. First sin of humanity. First sin of humanity was not zina, was not sharab, was not even shirk. What was the first sin of humanity? The tor that occurred between two brothers, that eventually resulted in one brother killing the other brother out of hasad and jealousy. Ishara, indication, that disputes will start in the house. Disputes will start with the families. And when Allah commands, wala jidal, the crunch test of walking away from dispute is in your own home. Watlu alayhim naba abnai adam bil haq. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, O my Nabi, read to them, recite to them, recite to your ummah the incident of the two sons of Adam alayhi salam with haq, with the truth. What happened? I'm not going into the details. Time is too limited. We know Habil, Qabil, what the dispute that occurred. One's Qurbani was accepted, one's wasn't accepted. Through this entire incident, Allah Ta'ala lays down for us His Sunnah till Qiyamah. When it comes to your family, when it comes to your relatives, when it comes to your Muslim brothers, whose road are you going to choose? Are you going to choose the road of the Zalim Qabil? Or are you going to choose the road of the Mazloom Habil? Are you going to take the short end of the stick? Or are you going to demand your right and insist, never mind the thought happens, I want my right. Which road are you going to choose? Look at the manner Quran describes it. What was the sunnah of Habil? He says to his brother is advancing now, threateningly. I am going to kill you. What is the reaction? لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَن تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh my beloved brother, if you raise your hand, لَإِن بَسَدْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَ, in order to kill me, I will not oppose you in any way. You want to hurt me, I won't hurt you. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah. But my brother, I am warning you, if you don't desist, تَبُوءَ بِإِثْمِي وَإِثْمِكَ فَتَكُونَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. You will carry your sin and you will carry my sin, and you will be raised amongst the zalimeen. Qabil did not listen. What happened? My Nabi said, every murder that is committed in this ummah till Qiyamat, the sin will be on Qabil. Cursed right up till Qiyamat. The one who broke down his family, the one who out of jealousy and hatred attacked his brother. What was the sunnah of Habil? Ibn Kasir mentions that Qurbani animal of his that was accepted, those days it would be raised up. Allah raised his animal, reared it in Jannah, and when Ibrahim alayhi salam put the neck on Ismail alayhi salam, the animal from Jannah that was sent to replace Ismail alayhi salam was the Qurbani of Habil. Till Qiyamat his name was raised. Quran affirms, describes, he is a mountain of sabr. Because this is my Allah sunnat. My Allah sunnat kaan khol kar sun lena. Anyone who takes the short end of the stick, forgives for the sake of Allah, will not be disgraced. Allah will raise him. Allah will honor him. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we hear it all the time, he's behaving like this, he's doing that. Understand, my respected brothers, laysal wasil bil mukafi. My Nabi said, reciprocal behavior. He smiles at you, you smile at him. He does good to you, you do good at him, good to him. That is not one who brings about jor. What is jor? Jor is when he breaks off, you smile at him. When he is harsh to you, you forgive him. This is that amal. My Nabi said, Ar-Rahim Mu'allakum Bil Arsh. Allah has given family ties a physical form. It has attached itself to the Arsh of Allah. Yunadi Bil Layli Wal Nahar. Every morning and night, by Allah's Arsh, this dua is made. Ya Allah! The one in the Ummat of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who is taking the short end of the stick, forgiving his brother, forgiving his family, keeping the jor and muhabbat, Ya Allah, you join him, shower him with your mercy. And the one who is breaking ties, Ya Allah, you destroy him. This dua is made every morning, every night, right by the arsh of Allah. Today, anyone you meet, what's the problem? By You pareshan. What pareshani you got? Either he's got physical pareshani, some sickness. Or he's got financial pareshani, some financial challenge or difficulty, karaz or whatever it is. Or the third type of pareshani is what? Anyone you meet today, third pareshani, he's worried, Allah iman ke upar maut de de. If he is pious or he is conscious of his akhir, Allah give me a maut and iman, Allah protect my deen. These are the three major problems anyone you find today, whatever pareshani is this. Time has run out. If you take nothing else, take this. Sadiqul Masduq, Mubashir Nadir, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you and I one ta'weez, one nuskha, one prescription, seal, signed, affirm. What is it? He said, Man sarrahu an yumadda lahu fi umrihi wa yuwassa lahu fi rizqihi wa tudfa anhu mitata su falyattaqillah wal yasil rahima. He said, any one of you, my ummat, who wants to be saved from pareshani, problem so far as his risk is concerned, Allah remove your financial difficulties. Anyone who wants long life, Allah must remove physical sickness, etc. Give you long life, barakat in your life. Barakat in your life, barakat in your risk. Tudfanu mitatasu. And anyone that wants to die on iman, wants a good mort. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us one nuskha. He said, fear Allah, and when it comes to dealing with your family, take the short end of the stick. Don't demand your right. Let it go. Forgive. You be the one that keeps the jawr and muhabbat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahih riwayat. One day he addresses sahaba at the time of dua, and he says, if anyone amongst you has broken family ties, leave my gathering. Time has run out very briefly. One youngster goes, he was not talking to his maternal aunt. He made maafi with her and he came back. My Nabi said, Allah, inna rahma la tanzilu ala qawmin fihim qati'u rahim. This is such a guna, breaking family ties, causing tor and dispute. My Nabi said, Allah's rahmat does not descend on whichever group of people is making dua or zikr or whatever. If there is one qati rahim, if there is someone who breaks family ties amongst them, Allah's rahmat is kept back. Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Abu Huraira, sahaba, whenever they would gather for zikr or dua or ibadat with a group, they would say this, anyone who has broken family ties, leave here. Why? Inna abwaba sama turtajduna qati rahim. Because the doors of the heavens are closed, locked for anyone who causes tor and dispute in the ummah. La rafath, wala fusuq, wala jidal. New year has come. Time of preparation has come. Great preparation. If we are a cause of disunity, let it go. Forgive. Patch up. Allah give us tawfiq.